Now, I just wanted to touch on this point first, Warwick. After the same-sex marriage vote was revealed to be a yes vote 1 year ago, you did write of Australia's decision to destroy marriage and gender. How does that reconcile with International Men's Day's objectives?
Well, James, thank you for asking, but International Men's Day is about men. It's about helping men and encouraging men because today... if we look at the statistics, 6 men are going to commit suicide. It's very, very... Last year, a total of 3,128 men committed suicide, and 2,348 were men. So today really is a day to sort of encourage men and support men, and so that's what I'll be talking about today, James.
Sure, but I guess some of those men, around the world, International Men's Day, are of LGBTQI community, and I guess mental health is a massive part of their being as well. So I guess International Men's Day, does that aim to help?
Well, I think we should be helping all men, and that includes the men you're talking about, and International Men's Day is about helping all men. It's not about just for some men. And so International Men's Day is a day when we celebrate and encourage, particularly encourage positive male role models. Because 92% of the job population are men. And right now, men and boys are falling behind in schools and universities. Only 80 men graduate for every 100 women. So this is a situation that all men are facing. Majority of homeless are men. 95% of workplace deaths or accidents are men. And men are twice as likely to suffer violence than women, the violent death. So we have to sort of work on the issue of men. And yes, some people say, oh, well, International Men's Day, it's for all men everywhere. Every day is International Men's Day. But for the 6 men that are going to kill themselves today, and suicide is not a situation where it's discriminatory. There's all sorts of different men go through this process and get discouraged and then kill themselves. So, you know, International Men's Day is about encouraging men, supporting men, and, really saying this is the day of the year when you can say, Happy International Men's Day, go for it. We're here to encourage you and we're here to support you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the International Men's Day website does have a few notices of its sponsorship from the Dads for Kids Fatherhood Foundation, which you also founded. Just touching on
Dads for Kids actually sort of got pretty excited about International Men's Day, James, back in 2009. We didn't really know very much about it before then. International Men's Day was started not by ourselves. It was started by Dr. Jerome Tilak Singh in Trinidad in 1999.
Right.
And he actually got it off the ground, and it didn't go very far because he's not so much a sort of a techo guy. He's a person of great will and great character, but he's not across technology. We heard about it from an international... through India, through Imchala, who was an advocate for men in India. And she really sort of encouraged us to take it up, and so we ran with it. And really, it's much bigger than us. We're just a sort of a small wheel in the cogs. It's actually going really well in India and particularly England, and it's getting celebrated 70, 80 countries of the world. So it's pretty exciting, James. I'm sure we must be excited to encourage men and support men.
Oh, absolutely, and especially fatherhood, especially. But
are you a dad yourself, James?
Oh no, I'm only 21 years old. So
21 years old. Well, congratulations! It's great you've celebrated that birthday. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. Just touching on same-sex attracted men, though, how are they meant to feel included in that celebration of Fatherhood Foundation?
Well, see, I think Dads for Kids is just helping this. Number one. International Men's Day is bigger than Dads for Kids. It's actually bigger than you and I, for that matter. It's about men, all men everywhere, and it's a day to encourage men, to celebrate men, and to pat each other on the back and say, "Go for it, mate!" You know, sit down and have a coffee with some blokes or have a beer with some guys, and let's encourage each other today. Let's not attack each other. Let's not belittle each other. Let's love each other. Actually. The quote, actually, it's a great little quote that our friend Jerome Tilak Singh has put together for International Men's Day. He's the founder, so really I'm the office boy, really. But he says in his most recent sort of media release, the observances of International Men's Day a part of a global love revolution to heal scarred hearts, seek solutions to social problems, reform the social outcasts, uplift the dysfunctional and mend troubled minds. International Men's Day is designed to promote positive male role models in society and develop wholesome individuals. Such developments are badly needed in today's wounded communities, which reflect the clashes among men, women and children, which unravel the fabric of the family and society. And I just think that's, they're beautiful words, and particularly this idea of a love revolution. A friend of mine was up in Newcastle just only last week, and he came across the top of a cliff, James, and there was some flowers there and a little badge, and there was a little note. And obviously, there was this little note for a father that had jumped off this cliff from Josh and Mummy. And the note said, "Dear Daddy, we wish you were alive. If you were alive, you would have presents for your birthday. So we're giving you this badge for you so you're happy and we will never forget you. We love you. From Josh and Mummy. Two hearts, two kisses." And, you know, when I heard this story, it really broke me up, James. But they're the sort of stories that are happening each day. And there's, as I said, there's six men that commit suicide. And, you know, this suicide epidemic is no respecter of persons. It's happening to all men everywhere, all different ages of men, single men, dads. And as you said, there's other groups in society that are suffering immense pain as well. And this is a day to celebrate men and to reach out to them and to appreciate them and thank them.
Okay, so the theme for today is promoting positive male role models. What kind of man would you call a positive male role model in today's society?
Well, James, I think let's make it further than yourself. I mean, you're a radio, you know, on radio. You know, you tell me some of the things. Have you done university, or you're working at university, or what's your position?
Yeah, I'm going through university and just working part-time at a little bottle-o as well. So, yeah, just making my way through.
What are you doing at university, James?
Similar to what I'm doing here, journalism at UTS.
Well, good on you. And look, you know, you're out there having a go. You're trying to make the world a better place. You're on radio. You're working part-time to bottle O. And, you know, I'm sure you're reaching out to people and giving a helping hand. And, I mean, I think this is what Jerome was very strong on, was the whole idea that this is not about superheroes. This is not about a day when we look to people who, you know, might be film stars or football stars or cricketers or whatever. This is a day for the average bloke. And, you know, you sound to me like an average bloke and you're out there doing good things and trying to make a better world. Is that right?
I guess so. But I am just one man. And I guess promoting positive male role models in society, would those people, do you believe, be able to be a gay man, two dads in a relationship, all those other on the fringes of society as well?
As I said to you before, James, I'll repeat it one more time. This is a day for all men. International Men's Day is to encourage men everywhere. And it's about supporting men. It's about encouraging men, whether they be dads or not dads. It's a day when we are here to encourage blokes. And, you know, I'm really happy to talk to you if you want to talk about encouraging blokes and helping blokes. But, you know, if you want to sort of, you know, continue to sort of ask questions about issues that aren't really relevant to encouraging all men everywhere, trying to divide and conquer, because I'm here to encourage all men everywhere.
So in what ways would you recommend that fellow men around the world lift up their brothers and or their mates, their male companions or their partners and that kind of thing? How would you recommend that we spend today?
Well, look, it's a good question, James. It's a very good question. I think that there's a saying, the friendless of the owner, the friendless owner of the world is poor. And, you know, we live in a very, very, there's a lot of activity. We've got social media. We've got friends on social media. But a lot of times people just don't have a friend that they can sit down with, have a coffee, have a beer, have a yarn, pour their heart out. So, I mean, that takes time. And, you know, you can't just sort of flick your fingers and create a friendship in even in one day. But what we can do today is go out of a way to encourage blokes. And this goes for the ladies too. And you're part of it. And we really appreciate you. We can't do this without you. We need your help. We need your encouragement. But particularly blokes, is, you know, why don't you just get together later today, James, at the Bottle-O, or after you finish your shift, whenever you get a chance, and sit down and have a coffee or have a beer with a few friends, and say, how you doing? How's things? You know, you're going okay. And I know that we're picking a line from that Are You Okay Day, but it's true, you know. Someone's got to ask the question. I've got a friend of mine who asks me quite regularly, how are you going, Warwick? And he's really saying to me, how are you actually going, Warwick, really deep inside? How are you feeling? How's things going for you? Because we all, at times, you know, get depressed. We all get discouraged. And we need to have a friend. We need to have people who can take an interest in us, and we need to take an interest in each other. And there's a saying, Thoreau, a great philosopher, sort of poet, a couple hundred years ago, said, men, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. And it's true. I struggle. I've struggled at times. When I lost my business in the mid-80s, I thought about suicide for a little while, and thankfully I had the kids with me in the car at the time. And, you know, but some men unfortunately contemplate it for weeks and then months, and then they actually carry it out. And, you know, that's why International Men's Day is important. 6 men are going to commit suicide today if you look at the statistics of the last few years. And we can change that. And James, again, thanks for letting me talk on this program. Unfortunately, I've got to go because I've got a few other radio interviews sort of piling up. So is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was about to wrap it up. So, yeah, absolutely important questions to ask to your fellow man around the world today. So thank you so much, Warwick, for joining us this morning and talking us through the day.
Look, I really appreciate it, James, and all the best with your journalism degree, okay?
Thank you very much.